This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. I met someone recently who had said, I don't like watching the news because of all the horrors that it contains. One day seems worse than the other. And the most difficult part about watching all of this is how helpless you feel, that there is nothing that you can do. And that prompted a series of questions about what it means to be actually helpless, and are we actually helpless? And the difference between helplessness that is out of our hands, forced on us, that is, I cannot go physically today and stop the bombs raining down. Difference between helplessness imposed on us and helplessness that is out of choice, that's optional, that is voluntary. And how we confuse the two, where if I cannot do one thing, which is stopping these bombs today, it means that I cannot do anything. And the importance of distinguishing between the two types of helplessness and how we should move beyond saying that we are helpless. To begin with, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam sought Allah's protection and refuge from helplessness. From his dua, A'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from inability, helplessness, and laziness. And these two are tied. Because you may have the desire to do something but be unable physically to do it or pursue it. It's really, really beyond you. And that is tragic and heartbreaking when you want to do something but you really cannot. You want to help but you cannot. And similar to it in result, not in condition, but in result is laziness, where you can but you don't have the desire. And the outcome is the same because both of them result in ineffective person. One does not want, so he does not do, and another wants, but he cannot do. So the Prophet ﷺ wanted Allah to protect him, and by extension, us from that. But also you get another hadith that adds another layer to it, where he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jaz. Seek Allah's assistance and don't be helpless. So here the direction from Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam when he says, don't be helpless, he's not referring here to what is beyond your control. But don't be like a helpless person. Don't think like a helpless person. Don't act like a helpless person. Don't put yourself in a helpless condition by the choices that you make, but instead seek Allah's assistance, and Allah Azza wa Jal will make what seems like impossible, improbable, possible and probable. The tragic thing is that we think that if we cannot do one thing, we cannot do anything. And that's why when something bad happens to the ummah, or really happens to you individually, and someone gives the ummah collectively or the individual the advice of be right with Allah Azza wa Jal so Allah could alleviate, a person thinks that this advice is irrelevant. How is this going to save that? How is this going to improve that? Not understanding the connection between how we are and how helpless we are. And that if we improve, our helplessness will diminish as well. Our inability will diminish as well. Now, you can consider stories in the Quran. One story among them, in Surah Al-Baqarah, and that story is really relevant to us. What Allah Azza wa Jal said, consider the Israelites after Musa. إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. When they've asked a prophet living among them, he said, send us a king so that we could fight in the cause of Allah. So their prophet tells them, perhaps when fighting is prescribed on you, you're allowed, you're given your wish, maybe you'll turn away and you will not fight. قالوا وما لنا الا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد اخرجنا من ديارنا وابنائنا. He says, why would we not fight for the sake of Allah while we were driven out of our lands and driven out of our children? They were taken away from us. Yet Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا الا قليلا منهم. But when fighting was prescribed, was given to them, they turned away except for few among them. Where does that inability come from? It does not come from Allah Azza wa Jal who imposed this on them. It comes from choices that they make, and it really comes from a lack of iman that they had, which made the options in front of them very limited. So when Allah continues in the story after the king was given to them and he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ. Allah is going to test you with a river. فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. If you're going to drink from this river, this is the army that he had with him. That's the difference between strength and weakness, between helplessness and power. And it all goes back to this power of iman and power of belief and the ability to sacrifice. So he says, if you're going to drink from this river, you're not one of us. You're going to leave us. But if you're not going to take a sip from it, except few sips, then you will be with us. So most of them drank from it except for few. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. So when he marched with the remaining few, who those who have iman, they said, we have no power to fight Goliath and his soldiers. We have no power. قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. But those who believed, they knew that they're going to meet Allah Azza wa Jal. They said, how many times did a small group defeat a large group with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal? And Allah is with those who are patient. And Allah Azza wa Jal said that when they met Goliath and his soldiers, قالوا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فهزموهم بإذن الله. So when they met Goliath and his soldiers, he said, Ya Allah, pour patience upon us like rain and make our footing strong and give us victory against the disbelievers. Allah said they defeated them with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. For those who turned away, they were helpless. For those who were steadfast, they had power. The helplessness that the first party had to endure is their own making. And another story also in the Quran, but this time, before that incident, and this time with a greater prophet, which is Musa alayhi salam, still with the Israelites. And they were supposed to enter the Holy Land. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ ادْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ. He says, oh my people, enter the Holy Land that Allah had written for you. Don't turn away, otherwise you will be losers. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. Here is this inability. I want you to think about it. You have Allah on your side, and this is His command. You have Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam in your army. What do they say? قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ. وَإِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. It says, Moses, there are very strong people inhabiting the land. We will not enter until they leave. If they leave, we will go in. We don't want to fight. The reply then comes from قَالَ رُجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ. It says, two Allah-fearing men, they said to them, rather, enter the gate as Allah had commanded you. Just do what Allah wants from you. Because if you just simply do what Allah wants you, you are going to win. And rely on Allah Azza wa Jal if you have iman. Not on your numbers, not on what you see, not on the physical might. Rely on Allah if you have iman. What is their reply to Musa alayhi salam? I say, ya Musa, لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها. He says, we'll never step a foot inside as long as they are in. But you and your Lord go and fight if you want to fight. We're going to be sitting right here. What is the consequence of this? Not only that they were deprived that land, Allah said, قال فإنها محرمة عليهم أربعين سنة يتيهون في الأرض. Allah said, they will be forbidden entry into this land. For 40 years they will wander lost. Lost for 40 years, they don't know where to go. That is the ibitum, the ultimate form of helplessness. Lost. What created that? Did Allah impose that on them? Or did they bring this on themselves? If you want to think about it more individually, where a lot of times we say, well, that's too much, that's too hard, that's this and that's that. You don't understand that the shaitan actively tries to dissuade you, to discourage you from following Allah's commands by magnifying the obstacles. And they're not as big as you think. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَعَدَ لِبْنِ آدَمَ بِطُرُقِهِ فَقَعَدَ لَهُ بِطَرِيقِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَقَالَ أَتُسْلِمُ وَتَذَرُ دِينَكَ وَدِينَ أَبَائِكَ وَقَعَدَ لَهُ بِطَرِيقِ الْهِجْرَةِ فَقَالَ أَتُهَاجِرُ وَتَذَرُ أَرْضَكَ وَسَمَاءَكَ وَقَعَدَ لَهُ بِطَرِيقِ الْجِهَادِ فَقَالَ أَتُجَاهِدُ فَتُقْتَلُ وَتُقَسَّمُ الْأَمْوَالُ وَتُنْكَحُ الزَّوْجَةُ فَعَصَاهُ فَأَسْلَمَ وَهَاجَرَ وَجَاهَدَ فَمَنْ مَاتَ كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةَ. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the shaitan sits in as an obstacle in every path for the child of Adam. Whatever he wants to do, he sits there. If he wants to accept Islam, he will say, are you going to leave the religion of your fathers and forefathers and accept a new religion? He disobeys him and he accepts Islam. He wants to migrate. He says, are you going to leave your land, your people that you know, the sky that you know, and go to a new land? He disobeys him. And he migrates. He wants to go for jihad. And he says, are you going to go for jihad and be killed? What will happen to your money, your children, your wife? He disobeys him and he goes for jihad. And the Prophet ﷺ said that if he dies like that, Allah will surely put him in Jannah. Whenever you want to do something, the shaitan is going to stop you and say that's too difficult. And if you listen to the whispers of shaitan, you will be helpless. You won't be able to do a thing. But if you disobey him and listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll have power. Then the roads will open. There will be no closed doors anymore. Because Allah azza wa jal is with you. That's the whisper of shaitan. And that is temptation. And when we commit a sin, that sin diminishes all the options that we have. So if you look at the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam collectively, or we look at us as a community, or you look at yourself and I look at myself and you say, why am I helpless here and here and here? Is it that Allah Azza wa Jal made it so? Or do I make choices every day and every year that take away the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the relief that Allah could bring, and restrict me to very bad options in front of me? So if you want a relief from that helplessness, from that inability, from that ajz that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wanted Allah to protect us all from, do not disobey Allah and do and follow His commands. And Allah Azza wa Jal will give you ample opportunities on this earth, collectively as an ummah, and also individually, so you are not helpless anymore. So distinguish between artificial helplessness and real helplessness. And let us not confuse the two. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. أما بعد, when we encounter any difficulty, again as an ummah, as a collective, or as individuals, or as a family, the first sign of helplessness or inability is inability to make dua and continuity with that dua. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أعجز الناس من عجز عن الدعاء. He says, the most helpless of people is the one who's unable to make dua. And there are people, and maybe we are all guilty of it to some degree, who actually don't make dua. Don't make enough of it. Forget Allah Azza wa Jal when we find any difficulty, or we encounter and hear about the difficulty that the ummah is facing here and there. Consistent dua, even that. So when you hear the only thing that we can do is dua, that's untrue in a sense. But even that, we're not really fulfilling. So we say, what else can we do beside dua? Dua should be a given every day. But what else can we do, again, even with your own problems? Even if you're drowning in your own problems now, you cannot even think about the ummah. That's fine. Even with your own problems, what is it that you can also do beside dua? You say this ajz is not just ajz about dua, but it also ajz when it comes to obeying Allah Azza wa Jal with simple matters. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in a hadith, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ ثُلُثُ وَالْقُرْآنِ فِي لَيْلَةِ. He says, are you unable to read one third of the Qur'an a night? They said, O Prophet of Allah, who could read one third of the Quran each night? He said, if you read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, it's equivalent to that. So think about how many people actually do this with that intention. You may say, well, I do it. Hear another hadith. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكْسِبَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةً. He says, are you unable to earn 1,000 hasana each day? He said, O Prophet of Allah, how could we earn 1,000 hasana each day? He said, you say Subhanallah 100 times, and Allah will give you 1,000 hasana and remove 1,000 sayyi'ah. Now think about how many of us do this. How many of us do Subhanallah just 100 times? How many minutes will it take from you? And why are we so unable to do this to at least earn 1,000 hasana? Because if you're unable to do this, you're unable to do something greater than that. Right? That's training. This is building up your iman, building up your tolerance, building up your ability to sacrifice, to give for Allah. So if you say, I cannot sit for 2-3 minutes, for 5 minutes to say Subhanallah, how can you do anything greater than that? So we all can engage in wishful thinking. Oh, I will do this and I will do that. Reality is different. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِ كَمَا قِيلَ. It says the one who is helpless, who is unable, is follows his own desire. Whatever he wants, he will do it. And then wishes that Allah will do this and that for him. That's fantasy. Reality is very different. For you to not be helpless is for you to love Allah Azza wa Jal and to desire what He has more than the dunya and favor Him more than the dunya, so that when there is ever a choice between Allah and the dunya as an opposite, what do you choose? And if you're unable to make the right choice, that's helplessness. And that was going to diminish and tighten the possibilities in front of you in your life. Once, some of the Ansar Well, let's begin with the other story, actually. Once a Prophet was passing by a Bedouin, he hosted him. So he said, when you come to Medina, let us know so that we can honor you in return. So when that Arabi came to Medina, Rasulullah said, what do you want? He said, I want a camel and few goats. He said, are you unable to be a'ajaztum? Are you unable, are you helpless to be like the elderly women, the elderly Israelite women? He said, what is this story, O Prophet of Allah? He said, when Musa alayhi salam, and it's interesting that all of these stories relate to the Israelites, and they come from them for you to learn something from it. He says, when Musa was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, just he wants to leave, he couldn't find the way out. Imagine, you trying to leave the masjid, you can't find your way out. Lost. So he turns to the people and he says, what is this? How can we not find our way out of the city? He says, this is because Yusuf alayhi salam, before his death, he made us a promise. If you are going to leave Egypt, you take my body with you and you bury it in Asham. So we cannot leave until we fulfill that promise. He said, where is his body? He says, no one knows it except an elderly Israelite woman. He goes to her and Musa alayhi salam. He says, where is he buried? He says, I know where he is buried. I won't tell you until you give me what I want. He says, what is it that you want? He says, that I will be your companion in Jannah. That's power. That's determination. This is himmah, resolve. I want you to be companion in Jannah. So Musa did not want to give her that. Just for this information, you want to receive that? Allah Azza wa Jal said, give her that. Give her that. So he said, you got it. He said, he's buried here. They brought his body up. And once they did that, the road was lit like day. They knew their way out. There is this ajz that the Prophet painted this nomad Arabi with. The only thing that you want from the Prophet is goats and a camel. That's helplessness. That's inability. You have the Prophet in front of you. You could ask for anything. What is it that you want? So if your mind is drowning in the dunya, you're ajiz, you're helpless. But if your mind is attached to Allah and the next life, then you're not helpless anymore. And the possibilities all in front of you are open, and Allah above all of this is with you. The next story that I wanted to mention, because it's unlike that one, the Ansar. May Allah be pleased with them. The Ansar in Medina, they got tired of transporting water from the wells to their farms and back and forth and back and forth, carrying water on their camels. So they said, why not we come to the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal and ask him that Allah Azza wa Jal would make the city of Medina flow with rivers so that it'd be easy for us to water our farms. So he said, let us do this. So they came as a group to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the Prophet saw them, he said, something you want from me brought you here. And they said, oh yes, O Prophet of Allah. And he said in reply alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever you ask me, I will give you. And whatever I ask Allah, he will give me. Before asking, what is it that you want from me? He said, what? Whatever you ask me, you got it. This is to honor them. Whatever you ask me, you got it. And whatever I ask Allah, he'll give it. Ask. What did you think they asked for? They looked at each other and they said, "Adunya turidun." It says, you want the dunya. You have this opportunity. You want the dunya. Then they turned to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, istaghfir lana. He said, O Messenger of Allah, ask Allah to forgive us. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِلْأَنصَارِ وَلِأَبْنَاءِ الْأَنصَارِ وَلِأَبْنَاءِ أَبْنَاءِ الْأَنصَارِ Ya Allah, forgive the Ansar and their children and the children of the children of the Ansar. Consider what they got versus what they wanted. Consider what power and resolve means versus helplessness. Consider if they just simply said, Ya Allah, just give us rivers. How long will you enjoy this? Versus they will be forgiven. And their children and their grandchildren will be forgiven. See how Allah Azza wa Jal, when you think the way that Allah wants you to think, opens doors for you. Consider the helplessness of the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam today. How much of it is self-imposed, self-inflicted, rather than divine by Allah Azza wa Jal, in the sense of cannot be changed. And consider that we can change a lot of this. But not just simply adopting dua. But when you are a better Muslim, and he is, and she is, and she is, and all of us are, then the path will open for us to do more. You'll have the intention, you'll have Allah's aid, you'll have Allah's light and guidance to be able to do more. But if we just sit back and say, nothing can be done, let's live as usual, then we'll continue to languish in the same limited existence that we enjoy. So may Allah Azza wa Jal arham ar-rahimin not make us of those who are helpless on this land. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from al-ajz wal-kasal, wal-ham wal-hasan, wal-jubn wal-bukhl, wa-ghalabati al-dayni wa-qahri al-rijal. Ya Allah, give us power over and against the whispers of shaitan, over and against our own weaknesses, Ya Rabb al-alameen. Ya Allah, make us of those who have resolve and wisdom in our life. Make us, Ya Rabb al-alameen, of those who make the best of choices and avoid the worst of choices. We ask you to forgive us all of our sins, those that are public and those that are private. We ask you that you grow iman in our hearts. We ask you that you would give us your love and love for your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and love for the believers. Ya Allah, improve our character. Ya Allah, improve our character. Ya Allah, improve our character. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين